produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Pastor George Emeka of South Africa, and the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Caleb Padgett. And you are listening to Victorious in Christ radio program with Dr. Ronald E. Rolfe Ministries.
Subject I want to share with you is, it's only a test. It's only a test. You may be seated in the presence of the Almighty God. God gave me to share this with you on today, especially after the things I have gone through personally in my body and in my life. And I understand that as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we try to be as transparent as possible. By transparent, I mean we want you to see more of Christ and less of us. That's why we ask Christ to hide us behind the cross and to allow no flesh to glory in your sight and to use us not just as an ordinary man, but as an oracle of Christ through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So in doing so, we try to convey the gospel message that you will see more of Jesus and less of us. But I want to share with you from a personal matter, especially regarding the word of God on today, pertaining to it's only a test. When I think about that, we think about that something that a saint of God told me years ago when I was a babe in Christ. And they mentioned to me, they said that every child of God needs a testimony. I didn't quite understand that as a babe in Christ, that every child of God needs a testimony. But as I began to grow in Christ and I became more seasoned in the Lord, I began to understand those words and how prophetic they were and how prolific they were in my life. The devil can take a number of things away from you, but he cannot take your testimony. You have to understand how important a testimony is. Well, a testimony is derived from the test. It is taught never to use part of a word to define a word. In other words, how do we define what a testimony is? When you look in the dictionary, it states three different definitions of a testimony. It says, according to law, it is the statement or declaration of a witness under oath or affirmation, usually in court. In other words, your testimony is given under oath, and you give an affirmation that what you say is truthful to your knowledge. Then another definition given of a testimony, it is evidence in support of a fact or statement or proof. In other words, what you're saying is you know it to be a fact and you have proof. And I believe, as the young people say today, you have the receipts to verify your testimony. And another definition of a testimony is it is an open declaration or profession as of faith. In other words, you're willing to say what you know that you know that you know. Because you understand your testimony came directly from God. Well, notice that the definition did not include the word test. And God gave me this revelation. He said, well, the word testimony, the word test is not in the definition because it leads me to know that your testimony moves you beyond the test. Oh, you'll get that in just a moment. The testimony moves you beyond the test. We're so busy focusing on the test. And we fail to realize that God is giving you a testimony. Look at what the Bible says about it. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, in just the A clause, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In other words, it is the blood of Jesus Christ that gives us the victory, but it is our testimony that reminds us that it was nobody but God that brought us through. Well, what is the purpose of a test? As I move on through this, what is the purpose of a test? Well, number one, the purpose of a test is how much do you know? That's what the test does. It gauges how much do you really know. I'm talking about even in the natural, when your academic days, when you were given a test, the purpose of the test was to see how much do you really know? How much have you retained? How much do you really understand what was being taught to you? Look at it in the spiritual. How much do you know? When you're being tested and when you go through that trial, how much, child of God, do you know? Do you really know that God is able to bring you through that test? Do you really know that the same God that did it on yesterday, he's able to do it again? Do you know that the same God, where it says that Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever? And another reason, another purpose for a test is, are you ready for the next level? A test is given to see, are you ready to be promoted? Are you ready to graduate? Have you really have a command for what you've learned? Even in school, the purpose of the test to see, are you ready to be promoted? Because promotion comes based upon your readiness. It comes based upon your maturity. So the test is to see, are you ready for the next level? No one wants to be retained in the same grade. No one wants to be the oldest person in the classroom. Even when it comes in the spiritual, are you ready for the next level? Can God trust you with what he wants to do in your life? Because the devil wants you to think that you're stuck where you are. He wants you to think that God has forgotten you. When you're stuck in it, when you seem like you're sick and can't get well, when it seems like you don't have the resources to handle your obligations in life, when it seems like family members are not behaving as they should, when it just seems like there's so much chaos in your world, the devil will have you thinking that God has forgotten you. But God wants you to understand and know, are you ready for the next level? It's something about going to the next level that everybody can't go with you. Sometimes you have to go all by yourself. Then the next reason for the test is, how dedicated are you? Are you willing to really go through the test? Are you about to throw in the towel and say, this is too hard for me? Why would God allow this to happen? Well, my submission to you is, why not allow it to happen? After all, don't you believe that God is yet able? Don't you yet believe that God is who he say he is? Don't you yet believe that God is yet Jehovah Jireh, that my God will supply all your need? Don't you yet believe that God is Jehovah Rahi? He is the Lord, your shepherd. Don't you yet believe that God is Jehovah Shalom, that he is the God of your peace? So how dedicated are you? And then the next reason as I move on, what is the purpose of a test is, what are the circumstances? In other words, what is the test truly about? Is the test really about you, or is it really about God and the devil? Because the devil wants you to think that going through this test, that is really about you and God. And yes, it is about your relationship with God. But you have to understand that what the devil is trying to do, Jesus already told us what he's trying to do. He says the devil, he's like a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he comes to steal. He's trying to steal the promises that God has given to you. He's trying to steal your destiny. He's trying to steal your purpose. He comes to steal, then he's trying to kill. He's trying to kill your desire. He's trying to kill your faith. He's trying to kill your promises, what God has given to you. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's not satisfied with it until he destroys it. Because when he destroys it, he walks away from it. And there you are in the ashes of life. There you are in the darkness of life. There you are in the turmoil of life. And it seems like the lightning is flashing. It seems like the thunder is rolling. It seems like the wind is howling like a jackal. It seems like that nobody cares because you're in it all by yourself. But I heard somebody say that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I heard somebody said, be not dismayed, whatever betide, that the Lord is with you and he's on your side. And I stopped by for just a few minutes, even in the best of my ability, to remind you that it's only a test. Well, when you think about it's only a test, hear what the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the Bible is letting us know that it's not a natural fight, but it's a spiritual fight, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. And if you believe that and you know that it's only a test, I said that it's mighty through God through the pulling down of the stronghold. So whatever that stronghold is, I want you by faith in God to reach up and begin to pull it down. Some of you not reaching all the hell you're going through and everything the devil is trying to do to you. I said reach up by faith and pull it down. Pull down everything the devil is trying to do to you. Pull down that sickness. Pull down that poverty. Pull down that family problem. Pull down everything the devil is trying to do. And when you pull it down, you got to put it down under your feet. He said, because I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm you. So I'm saying, Satan, you are a liar. I'm pulling down all of your tricks. I'm pulling down all of your devices, because you have no dominion in my life. You have no power in my life, because God has given us the power over the devil. Because God has given us the power to overcome the devil. He says you are more than a conqueror through him that loved us. So it's only a test. Shout, it's only a test. Now give God some praise in this house. Well, give me just a few more minutes, because I promised my wife I would know when to cut it off. Because I told you I'm still trying to recuperate, and I can't really talk a long time. But I feel something in this house. I feel that God is going to give you what you want. I feel that God is going to give you what you need. I feel that God is going to work it out for you. As I told you in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 12. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happen unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed. You ought to shout, Lord, let your glory be revealed. Come on, Lord, let your glory be revealed in my life. Let your glory be revealed in my home. Let your glory be revealed in my body. Let your glory be revealed in this house. That your glory may be revealed, and you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And as I bring this to a close, I told you that it's only a test. And I begin to tell you about a testimony. And I want to beg your indulgence for just a moment, as I just share with you some things that the devil was trying to do. Because the songwriter said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. I'll never forget how you brought me out. Well, with my illness, allow me to be transparent for just a moment. With my illness, it started out just as a sore throat. And I began to try to take remedies over the counter medications to see if it would resolve the sore throat. But it continued and it got worse. So I called my doctor and they were booked up, and they told me, well, just go to Mighty Emergency Clinic and they should be able to help you with the sore throat. And I did just that. I went to a minor emergency clinic and they began to examine me, and they gave me a strep test. They said, well, it's not strep throat. They said, well, it might be COVID because of the symptoms that you're having. And I understand even with vaccination and with the booster, you still can contract COVID. They said, well, we're going to give you a Z-Pack, but quarantine yourself until the COVID test comes back. They put me on a Z-Pack. They called me the next day. They said, we want to let you know that the COVID test is negative, so we know it's not COVID. So just stay on the Z-Pack and you should get better in just a few days. I took the Z-Pack for 5 days. And after the 5 days, it got worse. And even while I was at the clinic, I told them, well, there's a swelling in my throat. I can feel it in my neck. And they said, well, it's just your glands swollen because of the sore throat. But the Z-Pack should help that, and it should go away. But after I got off the Z-Pack, I noticed the swelling began to get larger. It got so large, I couldn't eat or drink. I couldn't swallow anything. I couldn't even eat Jell-O because it was difficult to swallow. I had already began trying to lose weight, but I began to lose weight too fast. As a matter of fact, because I couldn't eat for several days, I lost 25 pounds. And I know something was wrong in my throat. I called my doctor and said, well, whatever this is, it's getting larger in my throat. The doctor said, well, we need you to come in. I went into one of my doctors and he did an ultrasound. They say, yes, it's a mass on your throat, but we don't know what it is. We can't treat you until we know exactly what this mass is. They sent me to an ENT, and my ENT, he gave me a scope. He said, yes, it's a mass on your throat, but what we're going to recommend is that we do a CAT scan. Go and get the CAT scan done, and it'll tell us more about the mass on your throat. I want you to understand that it's only a test. They did the CAT scan, and my doctor called me the same day. And as God would have it be, I was at home all by myself. And the doctor told me, he said, well, I'm afraid it looks like cancer on your throat. And we got to do some more tests. And the doctor said, we need you to come in for a biopsy. I hung up the phone and I immediately had a moment in my life. I began to weep and I began to cry. I began to call on the name of the Lord. And I want you to understand that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And while I was having my moment, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He said, God revealed what the devil was trying to do. And that let me know that God was with me. And by that time, my wife came home. She asked me, did the doctor call? She could tell by the countenance on my face that something was not right. She said, go ahead and tell me, what is it? What's wrong? The hardest thing for me to do was to tell my wife that they think I may have cancer in my throat. I told my wife, I said, baby, they think I may have cancer. She broke down and ran and got on her knees and began to call on the name of the Lord. Because we believe that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. And the Bible says, if any of you shall touch and agree and ask anything in my name, I'll do it that the Father may be glorified. So I went the next day to get the biopsy done. And while they were doing the biopsy, they realized how infected the mass was. They told me, they said, the mass has doubled in size. It got to be the size of a golf ball. It was closing my throat off. The doctor said, we got to put you in the hospital. Go home and get a bag and go to the hospital. But I yet stayed faithful to God. I went home and got a bag. We went to the hospital. And when we got to the hospital, they immediately began to put me on an IV. They began to put antibiotics in me. They said, we need to do another CAT scan to see what's going on in your throat, because we still don't know what it is. But I want you to know, the Lord spoke in my spirit. He said, because you kept my service, he said, I will keep you. And I want you to understand that it's only a test. The doctor came in my room. He said, we got to do surgery. We got to get it out of your throat because it's getting large. Oh my God. I said, go ahead and do the surgery because I'm in a lot of pain. They put me on morphine. but the morphine wasn't strong enough. They put me on Percocet, and it helped relieve the pain. And they told me, we got to monitor how much of this we give you, because you become addicted to it. And sure enough, I began to ask for it. I said, give me more of the Percocet, because I'm tired of being in pain. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I want you to know that God is yet able. And I begin to say in my mind, I don't want any more of that. I'm going to let God's will be done. For me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. They did the surgery the very next day. The doctor came into my room, and after the surgery, he said, it was a mess in your throat. We had to drain it before we could remove it. And we discovered that an abscess had grown in your throat. We don't know where it came from. We don't know even what caused it. But I want you to understand that when you're going through a test, the devil will try to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But it's not over until God says it's over, because God is yet able. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you may ask or think, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Because no weapon that's formed against you, it will prosper, because God is able. Because he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace, it is upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And I declare unto you, that test you're going through, God is going to bring you out of it. That sickness that you have, God is able to heal. Everything you're going through, God is able to bring you out of it. And well, I was in the hospital for 4.5 days. They left a tube in my throat. They said, we gotta leave a tube in your throat so that the infection, it can drain out of your throat. And I stand before you, they removed the tube out of my throat because God was healing. I understand the doctors, they did the surgery. The surgery was successful, but I have a God that's able to heal you. I serve a God that's able to bring you out. I serve a God that will speak life over you. You shall live and not die, because he has begun a good work in you. He will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. I'm trying to tell you that God is not through with you. I'm trying to tell you it's only a test. And when you realize that God will bring you out of the test, cause can't nobody do you like the Lord. Can't nobody. He's a keeper. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a way maker. And the doctors told me, they said the healer healing is coming along well, but we still don't know what caused the affliction. We still don't know what caused the sickness. And I told the doctors, well, what about the biopsy? What's the word on the biopsy? They said, we don't know what's taking so long. And in my mind, I said, Lord, do a work. I'm saying, Lord, I thank you for everything you're going to do. I thank you for how you're going to let it be so. The doctor called me. They told me the biopsy came back negative. No cancer. I began to thank God. It could have been another way. It could have been... It could have been another way. My God, my God. Would you praise him for me? Would you praise him for me? Would you praise him for me? Somebody praise him for me. Praise him for me. It could have been another way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I could have been dead and in my grave. The devil tried to kill me. But God. Somebody shout, but God. But God. He made a way. He made a way. I just want you to understand, it's only a test. What you're wrestling with, what you're dealing with, it's only a test. But God told me to tell you, you're gonna come out of it. He's gonna bring you out of it. In fact, give him praise right now. Just give him praise right now. And say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. As I leave you, let me say this to you. I've already gone longer than I wanted to, but I want to say this. Hear me good. Hear me with your good ear. Give God a reason to heal you. Give God a reason to deliver you. Give God a reason to bless you. And I did like Hezekiah. I turned my face to the wall and I began to call on my God. And I told the Lord like Hezekiah did. I said, Lord, if it is so, but Lord, let me remind you, I cannot praise you in the grave, but if you would bring me out of this, I'm going to praise you even more. I'm going to preach your word even the more. The devil tried to shut me up because the Bible says, lift your voice like a trumpet. Cry loud and spare not. And the devil understands if he stops the word, you won't be blessed. If he stops the word, you won't be healed. If he stops the word, you won't be saved. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the devil tries to destroy the messenger so the message won't get out. But I thank God, I'm letting you know right now, that child of God is on the way. And the same God that did it for me, the same God will do it for you. Somebody shout, same God. Because he's no respecter of person. And just like God is yet healing me, and I'm getting stronger and stronger, because the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because the Bible says that the joy of the Lord, it is your strength. The Bible says, let the weak say that I'm strong. The Bible says, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. The Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Bible says that no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. The Bible says I will give you the desires of your heart. The Bible says if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it, that the Father may be glorified. The Bible says that there have no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able. But God will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The Bible says to cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. The Bible says that God will have compassion on his people. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The Bible says there is nothing too hard for our God. The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is within the world. The Bible says, let the mind be in Christ Jesus be also in you. The Bible says, but therefore let your bodies be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, that you may be able to prove which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Bible says he will order the steps of a good man. The Bible says to lean not into your own acknowledgement, lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. The Bible says thou word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The Bible says, thou word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. The Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one dot or tittle of his word. I'm standing on his word. I'm standing on his promises. For all the promises of him are yea, and in him amen. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. That which he said, will he not do it? That which he spoken, shall he not make it good? The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word thou God will stand forever. And I'm saying thank you. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing on your promise. It's only a test. Somebody shout glory.
Put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yeah. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything back that the devil stole.
Yeah.
step on the devil's head. Yeah, that's it. Come on, make the devil mad. Stop on his head. Let him know you're going to get your stuff.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.